Hi, and welcome to the 52nd episode of the Language Mandarins podcast. My name is Jonathan, and today I'm going to talk a little bit about what it's like to raise trilingual children, because I get often asked this question about how my children are learning French, Spanish, and English. First of all, I speak to my children only in English. My wife speaks to them in Spanish. In French, and she's a French Mexican, and she grew up bilingual, and she's trilingual. So in the house, we speak all three languages, English, Spanish, and French, and the two of us kind of go back and forth depending on what the conversation is, or if we're tired or not, we'll go back and forth between English, Spanish, and French. In terms of, like, for her speaking with the kids, she just kind of, whatever comes to her mind, if she's saying something in Spanish, and then she'll say it in Spanish, or she'll speak to them in French. They both go to daycares and schools that are bilingual for Spanish and French. So they listen to the language, Spanish and French, they listen to that all day long. Primarily, since we're in Mexico, Spanish is the more dominant language. Or learning English, well, that's kind of like only with me, sometimes with my parents on Skype. There are some videos, some movies and YouTube videos that they watch in English, but most of the time I think my son prefers to watch some videos in Spanish or French. And lately I've been trying to encourage him to practice a little bit more his English, to speak a little bit more. But he prefers to just do Spanish and French, so that it's a little challenging to try to get him to repeat words in English. He does mix words. He does have some things with his pronunciation, which I mentioned in a previous podcast for his Spanish pronunciation. But he's getting a lot more vocabulary recently. His Spanish is getting, I mean, it's excellent for conversation, explaining what he wants and what he likes, what he doesn't like, and things that he does at school. He never stops talking. In French, he is starting to get more and more vocabulary. He still has a little bit of an accent, but he makes pretty good efforts to try to practice the language, and he seems really excited about speaking it. He learns a lot of songs at school. In French, so he really enjoys singing those. For English, he likes a few English songs, but his favorite for English would be The Wheels on a Bus, and then he knows things like the Itsy Bitsy Spider. Both my children sing like Frère Jacques and the Twinkle Twinkle Little Star, so they really like using music, so they have a really good ear for that, so I'm really happy to see that they use music as a way to kind of engage with the languages. And now my daughter is starting to say things like mama, papa, no, agua, a ver, which is like, let me see it. She has some words for her toys that she likes. And she's able to communicate a lot, even though she doesn't speak very many words, but I know she understands English, Spanish, and French, because I've mentioned this before. I think that, like, I've asked her to give me a kiss, and then she'll come walk over and give me a kiss, and then I'll say the same thing in Spanish, and she'll come back and give me a kiss, and then I'll ask the same thing in French, and she'll come back and give me a kiss. So I know there are ways that I know that she understands what's going on in the three languages and interacts with them. It is a challenge right now to try to get my son to use more English words when he's speaking to me. He prefers to primarily just respond to me in Spanish. Sometimes it's funny when he's around people like his grandparents who are also trilingual, and we might forget a word. His reaction is just, well, if you don't know the word in Spanish, say it in French. So He has this, like, for him, it's just very natural that the people around him speak multiple languages. And at his school, there is like all of the students in his class are bilingual for French and Spanish. But there are a few cases where there's a family from Brazil, so there's the Brazilian Portuguese. There's a family with a parent from Germany, so there's German, French, and Spanish. I believe there's another family with Dutch, Spanish, and French, and then us with English, Spanish, and French. So there are like four or five children who are actually trilingual in the group. But all of them in his class are bilingual, Spanish and French, and they kind of mostly speak to each other in Spanish, I think. But there are some children who the parents are, I think, both French speakers, so the children do develop speaking for French. Going forward with the children, I think I'm gonna be documenting their speaking a little bit more and making some recordings to get an idea of how they're developing, especially my daughter as she picks up a couple words, and as to get my son practicing his English. But he's doing well so far, and it was just speaking each language. And I know cases of parents where for some reason they didn't want to kind of interfere with the children learning a local language, so they may have not spoken the native language with them and just let them learn the target language of that local culture. But they're really missing out on the opportunity to become bilingual, because children at a really young age are just little sponges. They listen, they listen, they listen, and they can understand. And then little by little, they might speak and repeat some words. The pronunciation that comes with time and practice, but they do make some good efforts to practice. But I find it really unfortunate when there are parents from a foreign country who just decide not to teach their children their native language, thinking that it's going to interfere with learning that local target language. But in reality, it doesn't interfere, maybe initially, but eventually, like, the brain sorts it out. So there isn't a lot of validity behind the logic of saying that it's just going to confuse them to speak two languages or to learn two languages. It's more of an asset than a liability. So for my children, to let them kind of listen to us speak in English and Spanish and French, and then they grow up speaking in those languages, it's just going to propel them on to perhaps maybe even learning more later when they're ready. I've even spoken to my son in Russian, and he's even done a pretty good job of kind of repeating some of the words. And he even repeats a couple of expressions like "niet, niet, da niet." So I kind of teach him a few words here and there. But and sometimes when I walk in the room and I see him using tablet to watch a few videos, suddenly I see that he's watching a cartoon in Brazilian Portuguese, or he might be watching something suddenly in Russian. We didn't exactly tell him watch this, but he just points and clicks and goes from video to video, and then he just continues watching. So his ears is probably getting very good at recognizing different languages. It's just a matter of kind of cultivating that talent and letting it grow. I mean, I don't want to force my children to become little polyglots, but I mean, I would be very happy if they were, but I'm not going to force them. Just like with music, I know that they really love music and that they like singing and they like playing the piano or banging on the piano. And so little by little, I want to kind of encourage them to play. But yeah, music is just another topic to discuss. But for raising the children bilingual and trilingually, it's just a matter of like each parent speaking their native language and allowing the child to hear those languages and interact with them and perhaps even interact with relatives if there's a possibility to speak on Skype or some other platform. So that's about it for what I wanted to say about what it is like raising my kids trilingually. So thank you very much for listening to this podcast. And if you are interested in an English lesson or hearing more about my language mannerings, you can visit my website at hugginsinternational.com. That's HUGGINS international.com. Or you can send me an email at hugginsinternational@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening and take care.